Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver Towing. And it's week two of June Ladies Month, and I'm going to be joined by Pure Stock driver Kendra Guttormson. We'll also hear from Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway, Chris Shevlin from Shevlin Enterprises, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Land Pros is proud to offer 178 plus acres located in Martin County on the edge of Fairmont, Minnesota, Saturday, June 19th. The farm is being sold as two separate tracts. The Land Pros auction takes place at the Holiday Inn, 1201 Torgerson Drive in Fairmont at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 19th. Online bidding is also available. Contact JJ Wise at 641-420-7355 for more details or see landpros.com.
I sold it $9,000.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Then there's the 1005 models, equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating that seats up to 5 passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
If your dad is a man of action, not words, get him the gift that lets him show he's the world's greatest dad. Napa Auto Parts has the gifts you need, like an Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set with stand for only $19.99. Or choose from Napa's incredible selection of tools from Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Craftsman. Plus, spend a little quality time under the hood with a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil with the Napa Platinum Filter for only $26.48. Happy Father's Day from Napa.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is week two of June Ladies Month, and I am joined by Kendra Guttormson. And Kendra, you grew up around racing. Your dad, Rick, raced. What are your memories of being around racing at a very early age?
I was very fortunate to be around the racing. I remember going to Cassin, St. Charles. We would also go to Lansing once in a while, and he raced pure stocks. And at that time, they wouldn't let me go into the pits, so I usually had to sit in the stands with my grandpa, which would be my dad's dad, Ron. I remember a lot of good memories with him. He is the same as me, just tries his best, and he didn't have too many feature wins, but he did have some, and it was a lot of fun. I cherish those memories with my dad and then with my grandpa, too.
And you also, like many fans, have to cherish the memories of St. Charles, because that track is gone now, and they are going to race at Dodge County Fair on July 15th, but that is the only chance to get to go to the track in Cassin this season, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fans there.
Yes, and I plan on going to watch. Unfortunately, they will not have the pure stocks there, and I will be just watching, and I can't wait to get back. That's always a track that I've always loved going to for many years, and it will be good to see full stands with the fair going on and some racing. So I'm very fortunate for Mark and Annette Witowski being able to get that running for the fair race at Cassin.
The photo that stands out in my head that tells me a lot about you and how passionate you are about racing is you standing up on the door of your car peeking over the fence.
Yes. When they were starting to slowly open it up, somebody that lived in Cassin said, oh, they've been working on the track. Well, I had to see it for my own eyes, so I took my Impala right up to the fence and stood right up to see what the track looked like. And at that point, it wasn't worked on, so I'm glad I went to see for my own eyes.
How did you end up meeting Dan, and did you guys hit it off right from the start?
I was at Lansing watching the races, and it was actually a memorial night for the Micah Thormson Memorial. And the funny thing is, I was kind of a creeper. I looked him up on Facebook, see what he looked like, and I said, oh, he's a good-looking guy. So I added him on Facebook after Lansing from the memorial race, and then we met up at Deer Creek for a night, and we just started talking here and there. And then kind of a break for a couple years, but then we talked again at the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek, and then that's where it all started again, and here we are today.
You worked at a Napa auto parts store. I'm sure a few of the customers were blown away about how much car knowledge you have when they started asking some questions.
I could tell you things are a lot easier for the older cars versus the new technology with new cars. I know that I was able to answer the easier questions regarding 350 motors and trucks like that, but this new technology is hard. But that did help me gain more knowledge on parts with my race car, ball joints, tie rods, the suspension parts, and the filters. So it helped me a lot to gather more knowledge about race cars and different parts that they have on the cars.
We were at Chateau Speedway the night Dan parked it in Victory Lane. What a night that was.
It was. You know, I knew that that motor was getting warmer and warmer each lap, and Brady Kronberg was getting closer and closer, but I knew that he would get it done, and I'm very fortunate that he did, because my dad was there, and it was a special moment for all of us, and the first win's always hard to come by, that I'm really realizing right now, but I'm glad that I was there for that event. It was definitely nice to have another Thormson in Victory Lane at Chateau.
We were actually sweating it out down in turn four because, yes, you could tell something was going on with the engine, and he was starting to slow down a little bit every single lap, and it's like, come on, Dan.
Yes, it was pretty nerve-wracking, and I'm just glad he was able to cross the checkered flag, because I know after his Victory Lane interview with Myron, he had to get pushed off because the car wouldn't start because the motor was so warm.
Then came the heart issues. What were the first signs Dan was having trouble, because he's so young?
Well, with the heart issues, it's more genetics. His father had cardiomyopathy. Micah Thormson had it. And then his aunt on his dad's side has it currently. And I could just notice doing physical activities was decreasing. He was getting out of breath and getting very dizzy. So I, as a girlfriend, I made him go to the doctor, which we know that people don't like to go, stubbornness. And he did a bunch of tests and then find out that he had the cardiomyopathy.
When did you make the decision for Dan to step out of the car and you to step into the car?
The nice thing is he got a pacemaker and defibrillator, which the doctors state that he could still race. And he was able to continue forward with that. He ended up getting the pacemaker and defibrillator in 2017. And then he was able to race after that with after getting healed up. The reason why I stepped in the car is I've always wanted to race, and me and my dad, that was the thing that we wanted to do together is race. And after he passed away, I knew that that was my time to get in the car. And Dan wanted me to race too and see me race and, you know, achieve my dream. So then that's when we did, and in memory of my dad, and did a throwback of his race car, yellow and red 96.
We were there the first night you were in the car. That had to be pretty overwhelming, those first few nights on the track. Number one, the thoughts all going through your head. And number two, trying to figure out how to race a car, especially with other cars around.
It was very nerve-wracking for me, just because never been in a race car, never raced in my life. It was my first time racing. And I knew going in that it's going to take some time to definitely be comfortable with yourself in the car and knowing what the car is going to do. And to be honest, I've watched a lot of races in the stands for many years. It looks easy in the stands, but when you get in the car, it's a totally different ball game. And each week you learn something different to make yourself better. And luckily, I've had competitors that have been very supportive for me and helped me too, but it's a lot different than you think, and especially when you're the only girl out there, you are definitely racing with some pretty good guys, but that just makes you even better, and it helps to race them to better yourself, and I don't have any other regrets. I'm so thankful that Dan gave me that chance.
Through all of this, you have massive family support, and you also have a huge fan following. That has to make it very special.
I couldn't do anything without family and friends, and also my racing family. They are huge support, and it just helps get my name out there. I've met so many new people that I wouldn't have known if it wasn't for racing, and I also feel the same way, too, if it, my husband Dan's side of the family. The Tormsons are very well known in Austin, so getting to know more people from that way too has helped a lot. And I always have a big fan base every week, which is always supportive for me. So I always enjoy racing for myself and for the fans and family.
Your Uncle Ron came through with a huge surprise for you in Arizona that didn't quite work out as planned.
Yes. That was after my dad passed away, and we were going to go to Arizona anyway, even if my dad was coming or not. And we knew that my uncle was going to be running this big enduro race. It's usually around the New Year time, but it worked out just perfectly for some odd reason that it rescheduled to the time we were going down there. And the day started where our flight was delayed. And I didn't know nothing of what was going on, but Dan and my mom knew that my uncle had everything planned. And our flight was delayed. We got into Arizona late, and my other uncle in Arizona picked us up. And we probably got there, I would say 30 to 40 laps left of this enduro. It got done, and we went down to the pits, and all of a sudden I see this camera crew right by my uncle's car, and I'm like, oh, no, what happened? And then they hook up this camera to me. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Well, then the camera crew had us on TV. And then my uncle says, well, we were going to have you race the enduro and you would have drew the pole for the enduro. And I'm like, it was so, so surprised. The car was yellow and red 96. Had Mr. Pizza on the side because my uncle loves Mert Williams. My whole family were big fans of Mert Williams. So it was a shocker. I was very disappointed that I wasn't able to make it. But it worked out because I ended up racing my first year that spring.
How does it feel on Fridays to head down to Chateau Speedway, climb into your number 96 pure stock, and be able to do what you love with people you love?
It makes it worth it each week. I am a very competitive person, so it helps to have great support to encourage me to keep going. And even the guys that I race against, they're always willing to help me try to be better, because I have made, you know, repetition with myself that I'm able to race clean as much as I can, and I earn respect for all these other drivers, and it just makes everything worth it. You know, I always wish my dad could have seen me and my success that I've had, but I know he's right with me. I have a little urn keepsake in my race car with his ashes, so I know he's always with me on the track, but I just wish he was physically here to see what I've done so far in the years I've raced.
This season's paint scheme on the car is actually a tribute to one of the area racing legends.
Oh, really? I ended up changing it just because I wanted something different. And I missed the yellow just because it was my dad's. But at the same time, I really like the black. It's really sharp this year. Andrew Bleese through AB Designs did a great job on the wrap. And I really do like it. I kind of don't miss the yellow just because it's so much easier to spot all the paint and when the paint getting chipped off and stuff. So I really do like the black.
I thought you told me earlier in the season it was a tribute to Al Haina.
Oh, well, Al Haina is my all-time favorite driver. And I'm sure he probably thinks, oh, Kendra, she likes my cars, because that was one of his skyrocket cars, was the black and red that I always liked. I'm a big fan of Al Haina. If you're listening to this, Al, I appreciate you.
When did the idea for the wedding at Chateau Speedway come about? That was a special evening.
I always wanted to get married at a racetrack. I knew growing up that I'm going to find somebody that's into racing, because that's all I love to do every week. I like to go to the races. So I knew that that's where I wanted to go. And then it just fit perfectly between Dan and I. We always go to the races. That's where we first met. And I had a vision in my mind that I wanted to get married at Chateau, just because it's a piece of Dan's family and himself and mine, just because I've raced there. And luckily, Annette and Mark Witaski were very nice in letting us use their facility for that. And I also included my race car for the whole ceremony event, which made it really special.
When you walked down through the grandstand, sat in the trunk of your race car, and your Uncle Ron drove you down to Victory Lane for the ceremony, what were you thinking at that time?
It was nice to see everybody in the stands. That's what was unique about this wedding. We had our friends and family sit in the grandstands like if it was a normal race night, and they could pick wherever they would like to sit. And looking at the emotions from people's faces, it just made it more special that they were able to come enjoy our evening. And I was hoping I wasn't going to fall off the race car, because trying to hold my flowers and then my other hand is holding on the roll bars, I didn't want to slip and fall off the car. And I was worried about the weather, but everything turned out perfectly. The sun was out and it was just a great day.
And Uncle Ron, he wasn't too easy on the clutch when he took off.
No, luckily I was hanging on, otherwise that wouldn't have been good, but it was fitting because of my uncle and how close we are, especially with racing, so I knew that he would be the perfect match to drive me down to Victory Lane for our ceremony.
You live in Chatfield, Minnesota. What a beautiful place to live here in southern Minnesota.
Yes, I grew up in Chatfield all my life, and Dan and I lived in Austin, and I wanted to be closer to family and closer to work, so we ended up moving back to Chatfield, which, yes, great community, small community. It's just a beautiful place. We really enjoy our place here.
And now Dan has the perfect job because he's definitely a people person and it's only a few blocks from home.
Yeah, he could ride the four-wheeler if he wanted to. He loves his job. He works at Steve's Auto Care and Performance Center in Chatfield, which is one of my sponsors, and he is a service advisor. So he is the first face you see when you walk into there in Chatfield. He enjoys it a lot, and he gets to know people in the community, which he states that he doesn't want to leave that place. He really enjoys it.
And you are also a Mayo Clinic patient appointment service specialist.
I am. I work from home, which is really nice, and I schedule appointments for orthopedics. And I've been there for over a year now, and I've enjoyed it, especially working from home. Then I can be with my dog, Holly, so she enjoys me being home.
Last year, you seemed like you had become comfortable in the car, and now we're trying to figure out how to make it go fast.
Yes, I would say from the first year to the second year, yes, definitely feel more confident in the car. I try different things and see if they work. And then if you compare second to third year, when we've only were able to race a few times, but I would say I'm probably most comfortable now just because I know what the car can do and how it handles. I just mentally have to work on things to make myself faster. And the guys I race with, they're fast right now, too. So also learning from them is being helpful for me, too. And I'm hoping to get that first feature win off my back. And it's going to be a great night when that happens. And I have the capability. I got the car to do it. It's just got to be there at the right place at the right time to make those moves.
Getting the heat race win last season, the crowd went wild.
Yes, that was a fun heat race. I was going back and forth with Troy Moss, having a clean race, and it was perfect. That was the opening night of the season, and I know we were delayed because of COVID-19, and it was just fun going back and forth. And if you ask me what exactly happened, I couldn't remember because all I was focused on is going under that waving checkered flag when the race was done. I was just so focused. And I couldn't tell you exactly what steps I did on which lap, but it sure makes it fun to race with somebody that races you clean and don't have any damage you have to worry about after the heat race. And it's also the same in the feature, too. Everybody tends to have a good race. We race clean with each other, and it just makes it worth going back each week.
Hopefully the rainouts are behind us because I know how much you look forward to heading to Chateau on a Friday night, and those are tough on fans and drivers alike.
Yes, it's definitely hard. I wish they had more pure stock races close by, but I do know that I think we'll be good on the rain for a while. Now we just going to have to deal with the heat, but thankfully everybody has been keeping hydrated and making sure no heat exhaustions are happening. But we also got to make sure our cars keep cool too, because with this humidity, it really spikes up the temperature gauges in your motor too.
You just got some really cool race gear. How can fans get a hold of that?
So just started today that it got posted. So what you can do is you can go to dirtracegear.com. This is Ideal Apparel and Graphics, and you can go to the catalog section and you can see that they have t-shirts, sweatshirts, long sleeve shirts, and a hat availability for you to purchase. You can choose either black or red for your t-shirts or sweatshirts or long sleeve. So if you want to go get some gear for this new year, for the 2021 season, you can go there, and that would be greatly appreciated. I would appreciate all the support, and they're sharp looking shirts, so check them out.
And who helps you in the shop and at the track with the car?
I would say Dan has done a lot for my husband, has done a lot for me. And then we also have friends of our family too that help. I have Devin Dio. He ended up helping getting us the motor in and our transmission, just because it was hard for Dan to do that. And then each week I have Jamie Thomas. He is our pit crew, and he's always willing to come every week to help us and especially help out Dan with certain things that he can't do just because of the heat. The heat really takes a lot out of Dan, so we appreciate all the support. And then just the drivers are willing to help, too, if you need anything. You know, the guys that we pit next to and any of the driver competitors that we race against.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship on the car?
I have to thank Napa Auto Parts in Chatfield and Preston. They've been with me since the beginning. And then I also have the Not So Nice Racing, which includes my family, such as my Uncle Ron, my grandma, Rita, my mom, Chris. And then Tim Danielson team with Elcor Realty, Steve's Auto Care and Performance Center in Chatfield as well. And then I have AB Designs. Andrew Bleese has done my design and stickers for the car since the beginning. Kevco Oil Pans, St. Charles Cold Storage, Novotny Law Office, Kari Mant with K&M Pallets, Bobby's Custom Woodworking, Parker Bracken, Austin's Caretaker in Austin, Minnesota, and then The Dirt Show with you, Clayne, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Kendra, good luck throughout the rest of the racing season. I can't wait till the night you park it in Victory Lane. That place is going to go wild. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you so much, Clayne, for everything you do for us in the racing, and thanks for having me.
Hey everyone, this is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products with today's tech tip. Today we're going to talk about our engine and rear end lift handles. These are a real nice piece we've been making for quite a few years. One end has a 3/8 coarse thread stud, and the other one is drilled and tapped 5/8 coarse thread. So you can thread four of these into your engine, and you and three of your homeboys can carry an engine around, or you put two on each side of the rear end, and then you and another guy can carry a rear end around very easily. Real nice trick tool, available at weirsmachine.com. As always, check us out online at weirsmachine.com. Thank you.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for the cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Check out the full line of landscape and construction equipment today at rhinoag.com.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at aeroracewheels.com.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway. And Aaron, let's start off talking about your racing career a little bit. You had a tremendous career. What are some of the divisions that you raced?
I started off in hobby stock, and I raced that for 3 years. I went to an A-Mod, then back to a hobby, and then I raced A-Mod for 12 years, and then raced Compact for two, and back to a Sport Mod.
Aaron, what a beautiful facility you have at Murray County Speedway there in Slayton. You have to be very proud of the way the entire place looks.
Oh, I'm very proud. We're really lucky, and up in Slayton, the county parks department takes care of the facility. They mow, do all the trimming,
So, I mean, we're really proud and happy with how things go there. We get lots of compliments when someone new comes to the track.
I also get a lot of comments from drivers about the track surface.
Yes, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time. Like you said, we've got one guy, Bruce Bertrand. He's there almost every night doing something at the track. He donates his time, which we are so thankful. He used to be on our board, but he decided to step away from the board here a year ago. But you can't just open the doors and expect to race the next weekend.
Friday night, June 25th, you have a $1,500 to win stock car special, plus limited late models.
We're excited. We like to put on a stock car special for our local guys that come and support us, and you hope to draw a few other cars, which you usually do. Like I say, we got the limited late models as well. We've never had them at the track before. I reached out to them because we're not going to run A-mods that night, and they seemed excited to come. And we also have the Hot Rod Vintage Racing Series coming that night.
You also have late models coming back over the 4th of July weekend.
Yes, they're a late model street stock. They run out in South Dakota. They usually make one or two races a year up to Slayton. That started about 4 years ago, I think. And then we got the Tri-State Late Model Series at the end of the year as well.
On the 16th of July, you host Hall of Fame Night, which is always special for the inductees and their families. Plus, you're going to have a modified special.
Yeah, I went through and made a huge list of all people that are qualified and deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. And then as a board, we vote on who we think we should induct. And the modified special is a memorial race to two of our Hall of Fame members that have passed away. And they were big into the modified class. So it's only fitting to move that race back onto Hall of Fame night.
Last year, we were at your sprint car special. This season, it's July 23rd, and Noah's cars really fly.
Yeah, the first night we had them there with the transponder system, we were watching how fast they were going, and they were hitting almost 100 miles an hour average around that track. Those 305 sprints just fly around there.
August 13th is a very special night for the hobby stocks at your track.
Yes, we are having a memorial race for Jerry Groenwald Mahoney. His son Corey races hobby stocks and runs the Worthington track. That race has been in Worthington. It's been in Fairmont, announced at our track this year. I reached out to Corey. We're having a vintage race shirt night that night. So anybody who's got any old racing t-shirts, wear them. I've got an old Mahoney t-shirt, brand new, that I'm going to have made into a plaque for the trophy for that race.
Championship night is scheduled for August 27th, and you're also going to host the IMCA sprint cars that night.
Yeah, we did that last year on our championship night. It just adds more excitement to the final race of the regular season. And we have a sponsor that was new last year that night, and they really enjoyed it. So we got them back for their night as well again this year.
And you speak of hectic. When I get to the track, your head's on a swivel, you're moving around getting things done. You run the pit meeting, then you're up on the flag stand at Murray County Speedway. And then Saturday nights this year, you're off to Worthington Speedway and you're helping out there. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a different experience for me in Worthington. I run the races down there. I very rarely get to see much of the racing, because if there's an issue or someone needs help with any part of that track, concession stands or scoring. Last Saturday, I was running the water truck all night. So I was watering or putting water on, or I was filling the water truck. So you just have a headset on, you're listening, you got questions, you answer them. So I'm enjoying it. It's a different side of it that I don't get to see, so I'm enjoying it a lot.
Aaron, I have to commend you. We were there opening night, and I seen you running up and down the steps with a handful of paperwork. And I didn't realize there was actually an issue with either the computer or the printer.
It was the scoring system. They didn't update it. Not on our end. It was the company's end. And we had a technician that actually happened to be at the races. So throughout the heat races, all the redraws and stuff was done by hand. And yeah, it was hectic behind there. But the fans and the racers had no idea that it was going on like that. And that's the best thing you can have, is when you have issues, but nobody knows that it's going on. To them, it's everything's running smoothly.
If they'd like to find out more about Murray County Speedway, what's the best way to do that?
If people are on Facebook, you go to our Murray County Speedway page, or it's Murray County Speedway.net is our Facebook page.
Aaron, I can't wait to see you on Friday, June 25th, Dirt Show Night out at Murray County Speedway. We're going to be giving away extra prizes. There's extra cash up for the stock car division, and we will definitely be doing some trivia for some great prizes. And thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
I want to thank you and thank everyone for listening, and go support your local racetrack.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made. Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade full synthetic oil and high performance lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Race fans, SprintCarStuff.com is your online stop for everything in the sprint car world. From apparel, jewelry, and books to die-cast sprint cars, posters, and gifts, SprintCarStuff.com has everything you need for the sprint car fan on your shopping list. And SprintCarStuff.com is the online site of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So every purchase on SprintCarStuff.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve the past. That's SprintCarStuff.com. For all of your sprint car merchandise needs.
Fires Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulley tractors, Fires Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Chris Shevlin from Shevlin Enterprises Sanitation and Roll-Off Service. Chris, I have known you for more than 20 years, and you always had an interest in owning your own business. How did Shevlin Enterprises and Sanitation and Roll-Off Service come to be?
2007, I guess Don's Darman had sold out, and there seemed to be a need. And we started with two trucks, one little roll-off and one trash truck, and started from there, I guess, just me and a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work. And Chris, you've always been a hard worker. It doesn't matter if it's hot, it's cold, what the temperature is outside. If there's a job that needs to be done, I know you definitely get to it.
Well, if garbage doesn't wait.
You have always been good with the wrenches. And you can't own a business with the amount of equipment that you have and not be able to fix things. Where did you acquire the mechanic skills?
I guess I had an interest right off the bat in high school. We had to fix what we drove, if you know what I mean. And then I went to 2 years of vocational school for auto mechanics and worked in several shops around town here back in my youth and in the mechanics field. I guess that's where it went from there.
And out on a route, you also have to be a little bit of a MacGyver, because if you're halfway through the route midday and far away from the shop and something breaks, you have to figure something out in a hurry to get that truck through the rest of the day.
Yeah, the older trucks were easier. The new trucks with the electronics and the computer and the emissions are a little harder. Sometimes you're at the mercy of a tow truck then, but we try and keep things maintained as well as we can and keep them on the road.
You have also always been interested in racing and have helped out many of the area drivers with sponsorship over the years. Who are some of the drivers that you've helped out and you've worked with?
AJ Savorak and Tony Shaner are the two cars we sponsor this year. That's kind of who we got sponsored right now. We used to do enduro racing back in the day and kind of always had an interest in having a street stock car, but it just never came to be.
I remember you doing enduros. How did you do? You keep it shiny side up?
Yeah, shiny side up. She was usually pretty beat up by the time we were done. We placed in the money a few times, never won, but we gave her a good shot.
This season, you are also a sponsor of Chateau Speedway. That is really cool because I know the fans and the drivers really appreciate all the sponsors down there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of work that goes into running a car and keeping a track going. And I enjoy going down there and watching the races, so it's nice to give back a little bit.
It is, because as a sponsor, as close as you are, you get to run down there and go to the races and say, you know, I'm somebody that helps make all this happen, and that's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for any recognition. It's just, you know, a good way to advertise and, like you say, give something back. So,
let's talk about the residential garbage service. What area do you cover?
We do all of Steele County and part of Dodge, or most of Dodge County as well, and Owatonna, Blooming Prairie, Hayfield, Claremont, West Concord, Dodge Center, Casson, surrounding areas. So,
you also offer a variety of can sizes, so you can fit absolutely everybody's needs from a single person all the way up to a multi-family.
Correct. We got 35, 64, 96. We do offer a bag service too, pay as you go. And if you need multiple cans, we service that way. Variety of sizes of dumpsters for more of the commercial or the apartment buildings.
You also offer recycling services, and as you walked in the front door, we have a can sitting right by the front door of the radio station so we can recycle all our bottles, cans, and paper. How does that work?
It works. It's for like Steele County, it's just for the commercial, more commercial side of the recycling, and Dodge County, we do curbside recycling.
Recycling, when you think about the amount of recycling that we put in the can out here or we put in our recycling bin at home, if we added all of that into the trash, that is an enormous amount.
Yeah, it does cut down on the amount that's going to the landfill. You know, as long as it's clean recycling, it can be reused. There's some contamination issues, but we work around that.
We also use your dumpster service here at KOWZ Radio. You provide this service for businesses all over the area.
Correct. Yeah, anything from a yard and a half to a 40-yard roll-off, compactors, you know, just different things for anything from a small commercial to a large industrial. We can handle just about anything.
When my dad passed away and we needed to clean out his house, we called you for a roll-off. I was shocked when I found out it had a back door instead of having to throw everything up and over the side. It was amazing. Just open the door, walk in, pile everything up, and away it went.
Yeah, no, it's convenient that way. It's nice if you got a bigger project. Roll-off works nice for a bigger clean-out project or a construction project.
Locally owned, great service, great rates. I know we will never switch our garbage service. How can they find out more about Shevlin Enterprises?
Give us a call at 507-528-9900 or on the web at shevlinenterprises.com. Our email address is shevlinenterprises@msn.com.
Chris, thanks for all you do in our community. I see you all over, no matter what time of day, sometimes very early, sometimes very late at night. I just seen you on the weekends working because it was a holiday. Last Monday, you're always hard at work, and you're a great supporter of racing in our area, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Clayton.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766.
That's 256-7766.
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and multi-time national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and produce a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
When your family needs a tow, trust the family that's been doing it for the last 100 years. The Schaefer family and the Pulver Towing Company has been helping folks get out of ditches and back on the road for 5 generations, and they did it all while treating customers like part of the family. As the first Schaefer to start towing once said, always worry about the customer and not the competition. For light to heavy and even equipment transport, call Pulver Towing at 507-282-3851 to get the best.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And summer travel season is here. Everybody's heading out to the races, the campgrounds, heading out to South Dakota. And Speed, you're going to have the rib wagon at 2 locations in South Dakota.
Yeah, I tell you what, Clayton, we've got coming up June 16th, 17th, and 18th, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be out at the County Fair Store in Mitchell, and we'll be serving up ribs, pulled pork, smoked loins, and we'll be there on Wednesday, the 16th. We'll be open from 4 to 6, and then on Thursday, we'll be open from probably, I'd say, 10 to 6, and then Friday, probably 10 to 5, because then we pull out of there on night of the 18th, and then we go on over to the County Fair Store in Dale Rapids and set up there for Saturday, and we'll be there from probably around 10 to 5 on Saturday, and we'll have loins, pulled pork, and ribs there as well. So, you know, all you listeners out there, why just swing by and say hi and just tell me you heard it on The Dirt Show.
And the great thing is if you're out traveling or you're camping in the area, you can grab some great food, take it back, and you don't have to tell everybody that Speed cooked it for you.
No, just kind of slide the ribs out of the foil that we have them all in and lay them on your grill there and say, well, these look like they're about done. I think I'll be pulling them off pretty quick. And also have tubs of pulled pork, which you can buy a tub for, I guess they'll probably be around $12 for a tub, and you can make 8 sandwiches out of one of those tubs. And we'll also have tubs of barbecued beans available. So, you know, you can be a renowned chef overnight. Just kind of slide them onto your grill and then slide them back off when the people come around and say, there, I've got it done now. For these and other great recipes, though, you can just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and just remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us on The Dirt Show, and have fun on the road meeting all the Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasoning fans.
You betcha, we'll stay in the sauce, Clayton.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
June 13th track sponsors Anderson Powder Coating and Androil Ag.
welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, June 3rd, KRA Speedway was racing in Wilmer, Minnesota, in the Pure Stocks, Cody Hatch over Jordan Ferrix, in the Modifieds, Shane Sabraski over Devin Fauquette, in the Midwest Modifieds, Brandon Merworth over Kyle Thell, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Dean Larson, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Jacob Knepper, in the Street Stocks, Parker Anderson over Ethan Imes, and in the Hornets, Peyton Ash over Matthew Dittman. Kossuth County Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, June 3rd, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Alex Smith, in the Cruisers, Ryan Hudson and Molly Mills, in the Stock Cars, McCain Jennings over Kelly Shryock, in the Hobby Stocks, Josh Seidels over Darren Johnson, in the Modifieds, Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills, and in the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Jade Lang. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was running last Friday night, June 4th, in the B-Mods, Parker Hale over Jim Chisholm, in the Mods, A.J. Dimmel over John Doyle, in the Late Models, Joe Provencino over Lance Hofer, in the Dirt Super Late Models, Tony Jackson Jr. over Jeremiah Hurst. Murray County Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 4th, in the Modifieds, Dalton Meggers over Cole Betts, in the Stock Cars, Jeff Larson over Elijah Zervenbergen, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Wayne Becker, in the Hobby Stocks, Corey Groenwald over Corey Probst, in the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Austin Friedrichs, and in the Bombers, Cody Koster over Evan Settler. Chateau Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 4th, in the USRA B-Mods, Michael Johnson over Scott Demmer, in the Modifieds, Jason Cummins over Ryan Wettstein, in the Pure Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Brady Kronberg, in the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Braden Brower, in the Midwest Modifieds, Travis Underdahl over Caden Kath, in the Hornets, Bailey Wolf over Josh Winsky, and in the Super Stocks, Spencer Stock over Dennis Dunbar. Fairmont Raceway was also racing last Friday night, June 4th. Mark Noble picking up win number 615 over Kelly Shryock in the Modifieds. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Trent Schroeder. In the B-Mods, Randy Winter in his 40th season of racing picks up the win over Jared Baumeister. In the Hobby Stocks, Parker Larson over Don Strandberg. And in the Sport Compacts, Jaden Erickson over Braden Hartman. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 5th, in the MLRA Late Models, Chris Simpson over Jordan Yagi, in the Modifieds, Brandon Davis over Joel Alberts, in the Super Stocks, Brandon Duhlman over Ryan Wyome, and in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Zach Elward. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, in the Hobby Stock A Main, Matt Olson over Scott Porter, in the Sport Compacts, Marshall Robinson over Justin Dozy, in the Sport Mods, Jason Schroeder over Chris Nissen, in the Modifieds, Chad Porter over Clint Hattelstead, in the Outlaw Hobby, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Dakota Robinson, in the Sprint Car A-Main, Matt Johnson over Bill Johnson, and in the Stock Cars, Ryan Biersick over Alex Dostal. The Wings were flying at Knoxville Raceway after the Hall of Fame induction banquet in the afternoon. Gio Selzy taking the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Clint Garner winning in the 360 A-Main, and Matthew Selzer in the Pro Sprints. The World of Outlaw Sprint Car Series was running at Granite City Motor Park in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the World of Outlaw Sprint Car A-Main, it was David Gravel over Donnie Schatz. In the Micro Sprint A-Main feature, Tyler Radenberg over Jeremy Snow, and in the Midwest Modified A-Main, Zach Benson over Matt Baker. Sunday night, they're racing at Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. In the 410 Outlaw Sprint Car A-Main, David Gravel over Shane Golubic. In the Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Lee Goss Jr. over Mike Gislendi. And in the Late Model Street Stocks, Corey Yeh over Zach Oliver.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pull-It lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at miskin.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.